first time they've had really well field position on a drive. They've been three and out most of the game, and they're putting together a drive here.
See if Sherrick can get a stop here.
Kozarich hands it off, but it's dropped, and he gets tackled, but it looks like Trevin Nance for the tackle for a loss of about 6 yards. And it's going to be second and 15 for the Centerville Big Red. That was a big loss for them, and Sheraton really needed that.
Seems like this game has really came down to the line of scrimmage. Whoever wins line of scrimmage is winning the play and will probably win this game.
Centerville has been pretty inconsistent right now in their run game. They've had a few spurts where they've been running the ball well, but Sheraton has been really keeping in the running backs in check right now for certain. And he's tripped up. There was a run to the right side for, it looks like, Tiger Terpstra. He was tripped in the backfield, lost about 1 yard. Now it's going to be third and 13, and it's going to be a long 13 yards.
Centerville needs a big play out of here. Out of Kozarich. Kozarich needs to make a play here for Centerville Big Reds.
So far, Tate Felton has been pretty quiet. Centerville hasn't looked for him much, but they've been going to the run game a lot of counters, trying to get this Sheraton defense confused. And it's going to, Kozarich brings his team to the line with third and 13. A lot of time being taken up on this drive as well. Kozarich keeps it.
And clearly played by Chase Alton.
Chase Alton gets his sack. It is a loss of about 7 yards. That's going to leave us at fourth and about 20 yards for Centerville. Looks like they're bringing out the punt team. Big, big sack for Chase Altenhoffing. He was really good last year with getting pressure on the quarterback, and he's been showing it this year as well.
Great job by Chase there, getting through the line, keeping containing, and then making a play.
And it looks like Dylan Sanders is back deep for the Chargers.
If you're just tuning in at 21-0, Sheraton's up. Sheraton's about to receive the ball on the punt.
And it's blocked by TJ Hawkinson, but it's picked up by the Centerville punter, and he is brought to the ground by Hawkinson and Tim Good. Chargers take over at the 21-yard line. Hawkinson and Tim Good had their nose on the football, and they were untouched on the line and were able to get the block.
Lee Kane's doing a great job with his defense and punt return right now. Really amped up, giving his team good positions to make plays and good energy from the coaches over here.
Now Aaron Kane, the senior quarterback, is going to come out. He had a little time last year behind the quarterback Quinn Storm. He did a great job for the Chargers last year. And Aaron was able to get some time, get a little experience this year. He's looking to do great things. And Kane takes it out of the gun. He hands it off to Boldrev for about a 1 yard gain.
Sheraton's still staying confident with the run. It seems like it could be easy just to throw it up TJ every time, but trying to settle a run game, just open it up for TJ as much as you can. He's getting double and triple team, and TJ's a great player, but he needs some help, and Sheraton's doing a great job so far opening up for him a little bit.
And it looks like there's going to be twins set for the Chargers. Chargers spreading out a little bit. They got Shriver on the outside, pass to Krutzinger. But he is tackled for about a gain of 2 yards. Looked like Hunter Cowan was there for the tackle for Centerville.
Sheraton's starting this possession in really good field possession. They need to punch it in. They're within the Centerville's 20-yard line, 20 yards to go, and they have to punch it in here.
It's going to be about third and a manageable 5 yards on the 20-yard line for the Chargers. And it looks like Aaron Kane's got it out of the gun here. Hawkinson's out split wide. And he drops back, passes to Dawson on the corner of the end zone, and it is a touchdown, Hawkinson, his third of the night.
Good route by TJ, great throw by Aaron, and the line is doing an unbelievable job of opening up for Aaron and TJ right now.
That's going to give the Chargers a 27-0 lead as they try to tack on with the extra point here, freshman Jackson Fisher.
We have Mr. Foos up here with us. How's it going, Mr. Foos?
Good. Chargers looking good.
Yeah, definitely. The Chargers are looking very good right now. Centerville trying to get a stop, has to get a stop this next possession on defense.
Jackson's got his special teams unit lined up. The snap is good. Aaron Kane's got a good hole. He puts it right down the middle. It is now 28-0 Chargers.
Chargers done a great job today opening the pass game because of the settling the run game early. They stayed confident and stayed sure in the run game early with Boulder Evans Sanders. Sanders to the outside, and Alex Boulder Evans done a great job of running downhill tonight.
Lucas County Health Center with a comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
And we got to give a little shout-out to Quinn Storm again and Connor Schuller watching the game. Connor's hometown, Centerville, is struggling right now, but hopefully they can get a bounce back. And Connor was a great athlete in high school, as was Quinn, and they're both good buddies of ours. And we wish them the best in Iowa this year. Glad you're listening. Hopefully we can come up and visit you sometime.
Mom, Dad, if you're listening, I will not be home by 10 o'clock. T.J. Hawkinson's got his kicking it onto the field.
How about T.J. this game, Adam? So how many touchdowns is that? Three touchdowns?
He's got three touchdowns right now. That leaves him from 12 from the state record.
We're going to keep a countdown for you all year for that. So don't worry, we're here for the countdown of the state record of yards and touchdowns. Yards will probably give you the new stat next game. I don't know if Adam quite has the math to figure that out this game.
Yeah, I'm not that good with math, Derek. And Hawkinson kicks it. Cowan's going to receive it at about the 5-yard line. He runs it down the middle for a really good gain to the 38-yard line. That's going to leave Centerville with some decent field position to start off this drive.
Good blocking by Centerville there. Cowan just runs hard. You know, you got to love that out of him. Still competing 28-0. But Centerville, if they can get a quick touchdown here and some stops, this game could get interesting. But this is a huge possession for Centerville and the Chargers to put the game away.
So far, Centerville's offense has mainly been set around Hunter Cowan and running back senior Taylor Mitchich. And Kosler brings his team to the line of scrimmage. He hands it off up the middle, and he's met. The running back is met by Tim Good for a loss of about 1 yard.
Great play by Tim there. As all night, he's done a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage and just really playing hard. Both teams are playing hard tonight. Sheridan's just winning the upfront battle so far.
Looks like Briar Cowan with the carry. That's going to be 2nd and 10 now on the Centerville 37. There's 3 minutes and 50 seconds left of the left in play for the third quarter. Chargers lead at 28-0. He hands it off up the middle. And it's a good gain of about 9 yards. This is going to be close to a first down.
Centerville almost seems like they're taking too much time off the clock right now. They got to play their game still and continue to push the ball harder, though.
That was Taylor Mitchich with the carry. It was just short for the first down. Now it's 3rd and about inches here. The Charger front line is going to have to get a loss of yards here if they want to have Centerville punt. Cosworth pitches it to Mitchich, and he runs for the first down. It's a gain of about 2 yards, but that's enough for the first down.
Kid has speed, Cash. Kid has speed.
He does have a lot of speed, and he's able to get around those tackles enough to get the first down.
Chris Meiser tonight comes out with a great game plan here tonight. He's done a great job getting the ball to TJ through triple and double coverage, and also he's established the run game early with Lee Sandy as that head offense coordinator. Centerville has no answers for TJ Hawkinson right now.
And Cosler lines the Centerville team up. They're going with the power set again, and Mitchitz is going to run it up the middle for a gain of about 3 yards.
Centerville's about at midline right now. They got to get through in Charger territory and put Sheridan on their heels on defense here. Time, as I reminded you, is constantly coming off the clock right now, 2:34, 2:33. Centerville needs to get a hurry on this game if they're going to put this game in the competition here.
Yeah, they definitely do need a quick score, change the momentum a little bit, and maybe get a quick stop and another score, but they're going to have to get scored pretty quick here. And Cosworth rolls right. he's got an open receiver, Tate Felton, deep down the field, but he underthrows him. Felton was wide open. He had that touchdown written all over it. But now that's going to be about 3rd and 6. Big opportunity missed out right there.
Kind of been the story of the night for Centerville so far. Just a couple of missed opportunities. Could be a different ball game, but Jones done a great job. Corners through the up front line and controlling the line of scrimmage here tonight.
We have a little time here. Grace Baptist Church. Listen to services on KIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa.
Go ahead, Adam.
It's going to be about 2nd and a long 16 yards here because of a penalty against Centerville. They've been able to avoid some of the penalties so far in the game, but that was a big one right there. It kind of ruined their momentum in the drive, and now they got a lot of room to make up.
Hunter Cowan has to step up here for the Big Reds.
Cogers is going to hand it off. It looks like that was Jacob Hargrave with the carry.
Centerville's pushed back for 10 yards now, so not in Sheridan territory yet on their own 40. They gotta make a push and stop running the ball. There's 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Sheridan's up 28-0. Centerville has to make a push here soon. You got to get the ball in the air and try to make a play.
Time is running down in the third quarter. Centerville's going to take a timeout here. And Smith Body Shop, if you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of the perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you want to know our name, Smith Body Shop.
And this today is brought to you by KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Again, if you're wanting to know some scores around the area, just go to the KIIC app. They got scores ready for you. Check in on the Albia game. You can check in on the Eddyville. Scores will be posted on there.
You know a game I'm excited about, Adam?
What's that, Derek?
I'm excited to see Sheraton and Mount Pleasant coming up here.
Yep, my grandma's actually from Mount Pleasant. She's always a great supporter of me and my sports.
Mount Pleasant has a great player over there. The quarterback is getting recruited by a lot of high majors, and he's going to be tough to stop for Sheraton this year when they play them.
I actually had the chance to meet him at one of the Iowa visits that I went on with TJ, and he's just a great guy, and I hope he does great things in the future. And as we come out of the timeout, Centerville is going to be 3rd and 22 for Centerville, and Lynn Schull has entered the game. He is at D end.
Here a little extra first, crowd here.
This is going to be his first play as a Sheraton Charger, and his first play in a long time as a football player because he hasn't played since Pee Wee football. Calder strikes back to pass. He comes, steps up in the pocket, throws it deep, but overthrows Tate Felton. Now it's going to be 4th and 22, and it looks like the Centerville punt team is coming out.
Aaron Kane has done a great job at corner tonight. As is Nathan Blom, as a freshman. He's injured right now, but Nick Ryan, Nathan, TJ have all done a good job back in the backfield today. 28-0, Sharon's up, 1:42 left in the third quarter.
This Centerville blocking needs to be improved on this punt. On about every punt, the Sheraton has been getting solid pressure, and it was enough to get a block last time.
Who's back for the Chargers, Adam? Dylan Sanders.
Looks like Dylan Sanders is ready for the punt.
Speedy feet Sanders. That was fast as Bryce Cunningham.
At this time it is. He is available to field it, punt it, and it's going to be stopped. It's going to take a Charger bounce, though. And the Chargers will take over at the 40-yard line. Aaron Kane's going to bring his team out there. He's going to be looking to put this game away on this drive. With 1:30 left in the third quarter, the Chargers lead it 28-0.
And Lim Schull seems to be a crowd favorite today. When he came in, you could hear the high voices of the girls get a little pumped up for him.
Yeah,
great kid.
He's definitely a favorite around the school. He's fun to have around, and I'm really glad he came to Sheraton. Aaron Kane takes it. Is going to have the pistol set. T.J. Hawkins split out. He drops back to pass. He finds T.J. Hawkinson on the. He comes back, and it is he's caught at about the 52-yard line.
Great pass by Aaron Kane there. Great route by T.J. And some more credit to the line tonight. They've controlled the front. After the first drive, it's all been Sheridan Chargers up front.
Yeah, Trevor Nance is leading that line. He's a great leader, big, strong guy. He loves the game. And
Ethan Cornelius, too, has done a great job.
Yep, so far he's been able to snap the ball back there and without any problem.
Knocking on wood here for the Chargers.
And Kane drops back again to pass. Finds TJ again for an 8-yard kick reception. It'll be about 2nd and 2 with a minute left to play in the third quarter.
TJ's on a big drive here. He's had about 25 to 30 yards already this drive. 3 touchdowns this game, and Chargers are up 28-0, and the third quarter's coming to an end. See if Chargers can get it in there on their own 40.
And the Chargers come up with 2 twins on each side, and Boldrev behind Aaron in the pistol formation. Aaron sees it. He keeps it, though, but he's sacked by Tate Felton. Tate Felton is able to get some pressure. It is now about 3rd and about 4 yards. There's 20 seconds left on the third quarter. Chargers are going to get one more play in before we head into the fourth quarter here.
In Centerville territory here, about the 42.
Chargers got 2 receivers, 1 left and 1 right. Hogginson out left. Aaron Kane throws the ball to the left side to TJ Hogginson, but it's a little offline, and he caught it out of bounds. It's going to be 4th and 4 now. We'll see what the Chargers do.
I think the smart thing here would be punt to Adam.
Yeah, I mean, if they've been controlling the field position, if they pin it down on the 1-yard line, that's just going to help that out even more.
You never know with TJ, too. He can somehow probably put it on the 1-yard line.
Yeah. And now we have a break. Kent Construction. Kent Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help with all your earth-moving projects. They do it all, ponds, terraces, and tiling. Give Kent Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS and laser-controlled equipment.
And again, KIIC, all the scores, one station.
As we start the fourth quarter, the Chargers are going to be leading 28-0, and so far this game has been all Chargers. Their defense has been lockdown, and their offense has been able to put up some scores and find TJ in the end zone.
We have Tim Millage up here with us, brother of KIC owner Joe Millage, one of my favorite families, the most energetic people I know, the Millage family. He's done a great job at our school. We're happy to have him back from Oski. We gave him some crap a couple of years for calling him a traitor, but he's back where he belongs now. Get a good laugh out of him there.
And looks like the Chargers are going to go for it about 4th and 4 on the Centerville 42-yard line. Aaron Kane drops back to pass, finds TJ over the middle for a 1st down and a gain about 15 yards. That'll move the chains for the Chargers. It'll put them at about the 33-yard line.
They're in Centerville territory again. They could punch it in here again, make it 35-0.
You can definitely tell they're going to be looking for TJ in the end zone. He's always a threat in the red zone. But they also have had a few other weapons step up tonight, including Alex Boldrev and Dylan Sanders. They go with the twin set again. Looks like Dylan Sanders in motion. He gets it on the counter, breaks 1 tackle, but he is met by a gang of Centerville defenders for a gain of only about 3 yards.
Bradley Cutsinger with an amazing block there, crackback. Definitely a hard hitter.
That's going to leave us about 2nd and 7 yards. As the receiver, Grant Shriver, relays the play into quarterback Aaron Kane. Central's going to be looking for a big stop here in the red zone to try holding Sheridan to 28 points so they can at least have a chance at this game. Aaron Kane receives it out of shotgun, but he's pressured. He keeps it, goes to the left, runs to the left, and he's able to get a gain of about 15 yards.
Great job running by AC.
That's going to move the chains for the Chargers. And it's going to put them really close to the end zone here. You can bet they're going to be looking for Hogginson in the end zone.
such a threat out there. 6'6" frame, going to be a great Hawkeye, as we said earlier. I look forward to following him, and I know people around the area have really been talking about him a lot and stuff, and he lives up to the hype in every sport. He's a good buddy of mine, and hard work really pays off for him.
And the Chargers are going to be set. They're going to come to the line of scrimmage behind Ethan Carnew. Great leader. He's a smart guy. Perfect position for the perfect fit for a
single covered here.
Yeah, they are a single covering Hockenson.
And he's going
to Kane rolls right. He passes it to Nick Ryan for a gain of about 5 yards, down to the 1 yard line. It's going to be second and goal.
Great job by Nick, keeping his feet going. Nick Ryan with a big time play, but Aaron Kane again is being spectacular tonight. He's moving his feet, getting around guys, and just making plays for the Chargers.
Senior leadership is really stepping up in this game, not just TJ Hockenson, but Aaron Kane, Bradley Kretzinger, Chance Words, they're all pitching in.
And as we said earlier, the front line for Sharon right now is this controlling line of scrimmage, and that was a big question for the beginning of this game, and they're proving to make big time plays for the Chargers.
The Chargers line it up on the 1 yard line. They're still in the shotgun formation. Aaron Kane hands it off to Sanders up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown, his second of the night. The Chargers go up 34-0.
Great play by Coach Smizer and Lee Sandy.
They had double coverage on Hockenson, which really opened up the field for the running game. And it looks like freshman kicker Jackson Fisher is in, trying to get the PAT to extend this one to 35-0.
What's he have tonight? Have 5 in a row so far? 5 extra points? 4 extra points? This could be his 5th in a row, maybe?
Yeah, he's been doing a great job. He's young. He's got a lot of talent. He's an athlete. He's a really good athlete. He excels at all the sports, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the future. And it looks like it's a little bit left. Field goal is a little bit wide left. That'll leave the score at 34-0 with 10 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter.
I think I jinxed him a little bit there. My bad, Jackson, but done a great job tonight kicking so far.
Sherritt Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, see your Sherritt Napa. For filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts at your Sherritt Napa. They are Napa know-how. As we said before, Sheraton's going to be looking to get to a playoff spot this year. They've been close the last two seasons. They've ended at 4-5, one spot shy of reaching the playoffs, and hopefully this year they can turn that around and get the program going in the right start.
It's kind of crazy, but the spread offense has worked out very good for Sheraton. Sheraton's had great success the past years with running the football in I formation, but Kurt Smizer just changed with the game and got a spread offense here the last couple of years, and it's really paying off for him right now.
It'll be interesting to see when TJ Hockenson leads what they'll do with the spread offense.
So far he's doing a good job of passing the torch to other players and helping them work out, and that's kind of how a program's built, and I think the football program's getting there again.
And Hockenson lines the kick team ready. The kick team's ready. Hockenson's ready, and he boots it down the field, and Hunter Cowan is going to receive it. At about the 10-yard line, he runs up the middle and cuts right, and he's tackled by Nick Ryan. And the ball is at the 33-yard line, where Centerville will take over. Centerville is looking for answers here tonight.
10:15 left in the game. Sharon's up 34-0. It's going to be tough for Centerville to pull this out, but I think it's a big deal for Centerville right now to get on the right track, get some things figured out, and get a good start for their game number 2.
Yeah, they could definitely find some answers here, maybe get a touchdown or two, get some momentum going in the next game, have some confidence.
Head coach for them, Evan, does a great job for them. And he'll get them ready for their next game, and hopefully they can end on a good note this game.
It looks like there's some confusion for the Centerville offense. They had to relay in the play twice because they didn't know. Looks like Kozlerich called a timeout from the confusion. The play clock is running down, and they're forced to call a timeout. Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Sports. Chargers are going to be facing Davis County next week on September 4th at Davis County. So if you don't make the trek out to Davis County, be sure to tune in KISD Radio.
KISD Radio has a lot of good games on, and every Friday night keeps you updated on your high school football.
And Cosgrove Springs is a unit down to the 33-yard line after that timeout. There's 10:15 left to play. Chargers lead at 34-0.
Chargers still in right now. I think it's trying to get the score up a little bit more safety on for them.
And Cosgrove passes it to the left side. It looks like he finds Tiger Turtra for a gain of about 7 yards.
Little Wes, that's what I call him, Little Wes Wilker. Quick feet, great hands. What grade is he, Adam?
He is a sophomore.
Wow. Good for the Big Reds in the future. Brett Kozowicz is only a junior.
And they're in the spread formation. They got twins on the left and one on the right. He drops back the pass, fires it to the middle, and he finds Cowan up the middle. Move the chains, gain of about 12 yards. Cowan's been doing really well this game, getting open. He's been really the only answer for the Centerville offense.
Good throw by Kozowicz there, setting his feet and just firing it. Kozowicz is a great, as we said earlier, a great basketball player, and it's great to see him out here. He's really doing a good job.
Looks like Sheraton favorite Lim Chul has entered the game at the end. He's been getting in every now and again. I'm excited to see what he can do. He gets a little pressure, but Kozowicz fires it to Tiger Churchill for another gain of about 7 yards.
He's able to get past Chance Horst there. One of the few missed tackles we see from Chance, and coaches expect a lot from Chance, and they're looking at him. They're getting him ready right now for the next play, but it's a big-time move by the little guy, Wes Walker, again.
And this Centerville offense is starting to move a little bit. They're in Charger territory at the 33-yard line. There's 8 minutes left, 8 minutes and 40 seconds left to play in the game. Causer struts back to pass out of the shotgun. He finds Cowan again, and it's a gain of about 5 yards.
Great hit by the freshman, Nathan Blong there. Not Nathan Blong. That was Dylan Sanders. Okay. Great hit, Dylan.
It's going to be about second and five now. The Centerville have started to speed things up a little on offense, trying to get things moving here.
We've got a couple texts from some old past certain football players, Ben Kinnanen, and Quinn Storm, and we just thank them for listening tonight.
Cosgrove takes one out of the shotgun, fires one deep to Cowan, but there is a flag on the play. Dylan Sanders on the coverage there. He held the jersey a little bit, and it forced him to call, made the ref call flag.
Great play by Centerville there. One-man coverage, able to expose the one-man coverage there.
That's going to move the chains for Centerville and continue this great drive. Sanders is a little disappointed at himself right now, but his teammates are patting him on the back, saying it's all right, and he'll get it in the next play.
34-0 here. Centerville still has to get going. They have to put one in quick. But this game may be out of reach for Centerville. But like we said earlier, there's other things in the scoreboard right now for the Centerville Big Reds. A good momentum swing for the next game would be great for them.
And Kozowicz is going to bring the offense to the line right now. He's got trips to the right and Cowan by himself on the left, covered by senior defensive back Aaron Kane.
Again, this is brought to you by KIIC Radio.
And Kozowicz gets out of the shotgun, fires a deep one to Tate Felton. And it is dropped in the end zone. He had it for a second, and he dropped it at the corner of the zone. Great coverage by Dylan Sanders, though. It's going to be now second and 10 on the Charger 14-yard line.
And he's cramping up. Was that Tate Felton?
Yeah, that was number 15, Tate Felton.
He's cramping up right now. I think he'll be okay, but I've seen a lot of cramps tonight, it seems like. first football game, kind of forget how hard it is to stay hydrated in this weather and how hard we're playing right now with the pads and the heat.
Definitely important to stay hydrated. Got to get fluids in you.
Karen's Water Girls are doing a great job getting the water out to them as the center of the Water Girls.
And Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1styourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA.
We've got some dancing over here on the Sharon side. Things are going good for them, 34-0, 751 in the fourth quarter. Chargers have played well so far. T.J. Hockenson with a big game, a lot of yards, three touchdowns, only putting them that much closer to the touchdown state record. And receiving yards is probably getting there, too. We'll give you an update on that when we know.
Yeah, really living up to his potential as a Hawkeye commit. I'm sure he's going to do great things at Iowa, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know you've gotten a few offers for basketball, Derek. How about you talk a little about that?
Yeah, it's going good. My North State, North Dakota, and then a couple smaller schools have offered, but just going to kind of keep my options open and just play this high school season and then kind of...
Well, I'm good luck to you.
Thanks, man.
And it is 2nd and 10 at the Charger 14-yard line. Kosrich has got his team set. There's Trips to the right, and Cowan is by himself on the left. He receives the snap. He looks for Cowan on a short slant route. Gain of about 2 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 7.
Another big play by senior Aaron Kane.
Aaron Kane's had his head on a swivel this game. He's been playing quarterback and D-back, which is always tough to play both sides, especially when you are at the quarterback.
And most of you probably knew this, but he's the son of Lee Kane, one of Sharon's longtime defense coordinator. Lee does a great job, great passionate football coach, and just like all the coaches, does a great job.
And Cosner shots back to pass. Ooh. He finds Cowan in the end zone, but he drops it. He was wide open for the touchdown, and he dropped it. Tough break for the Centerville Big Reds. But there is a flag on the field, and it looks to be on the Centerville side. It is a holding on Centerville. That's going to bring them back about 10 yards.
Another missed opportunity by Centerville. Good throw by Kozlowicz. Cowan just couldn't quite grab it in. He's had a great game, though, for the Centerville Big Reds.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and a part of your lives here in Sheraton, a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC. And Centerville is going to line up at the line of scrimmage. It's 3rd and 19 at the 23 after the flag. Cosner takes out a gun. There's a blitz. Kretzinger's given pressure. And Kretzinger's got the sack.
Kretzinger and who else is that? Chase Altmaffin.
It is now 4th and 1 for the Centerville Big Red.
Seven has it going right now, jumping up and down, some chest pumps. That's how they got played.
Just when you think the Centerville offense is getting a little momentum, the Chargers come up with a big-time play with either interception or sack.
And now they have to go for it about 4th and 36. Shannon Joss back in the deep zone.
Cousers has got in the gun. Chargers aren't taking any chances. They got guys way back there. Cousers throws a deep one in the end zone, and it is incomplete. The Chargers will take over at their own 32-yard line.
Looks like there's a flag, but...
There is a flag on the field?
I don't know what it is for. Looks like maybe a personal foul. It'll be tough for the Chargers.
Personal foul on the Chargers.
Chris Meiser is not happy about that.
They've been able to stay away from the penalty so far, but that one just hurts for the Chargers. It's going to give Centerville another chance to punch one in. There's 6 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter here in Sheraton, Iowa. We got a 34-0 game. Chargers lead it.
And Sharon so far has done a great job, and Centerville just hasn't quite had the answer of this game. But like we said, it's big for Centerville this game to get a momentum for the next game. This game might be over and locked away, 34-0, but Centerville still has a big season ahead of them.
Yeah, it's a long season. Anything can happen, and Centerville's going to be looking to get something started. And Cosner brings his offense to the line of scrimmage. They got a 3 wide receiver set right now. Hawkinson's at safety. He throws a deep one. Aaron Kane is called with a flag.
2 penalties in a row for Sheridan. It's pretty sloppy here for the Chargers after a good game so far.
The intended receiver in the end zone was Tate Felton. He's a little beat up right now. He's been having some injury problems throughout this game. So this is going to move Centerville up another 10 yards, 15 yards.
Big turn of events for the Chargers here. 2 penalties in a row, both 15 yards, 30 yards for Centerville after having it as a 4th and 33. Really hurts the Chargers here, but see if Centerville can punch it in here on their own 10-yard line. On the Chargers' 10-yard line, I'm sorry. Sheraton Ivy, your employee-owned Sheraton Ivy, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Charger football. Thank you, Hy-Vee, for Sheraton here.
Chargers has had gun. Alton Hoffman on the blitz. Gets some pressure, which results in an incomplete pass. Chance Wirtz was there for the deflection.
No flags there.
It looks like the Chargers will take over at their own 11-yard line.
Let's see if their starters are still in right now.
Yep, the starters are still on the field. They're going to try getting it out of their own end zone here. They're pinned back. There's about 5:20 left in the game. Chargers lead at 34-0. This is KIIC Radio. And the experienced O-line for the Sheraton Chargers, led by Ethan Kernut at center, come to the line of scrimmage here.
Hunter Miller's motor's really been going tonight. I'm happy for him to see all he's doing up front against good Centerville D.
Aaron Kane is joined by Dylan Sanders in the backfield. He hands it off to Sanders, runs to the right, gets a good gain of about, looks like, 10 yards. This might be able to move the sticks here.
Again, Sharon getting the run game going early.
Huge for them. And that does move the sticks. The Chargers do have a first down at their own 22-yard line. Number 2, Grant Shriver relays the play into senior quarterback Aaron Kane.
And that's what you like to see over on the sideline. Tim Good got the personal foul earlier, and Coach Lee Kane with his arm around Tim, telling him it's all right, but, you know, he's better than that, and Chargers are going to need him a lot this year.
Kane takes out a shotgun, pump fakes, gets a great block from Chase Altenhoffen. He sheds a few tackles, but he is ultimately he's brought down by a gang of Centerville Big Reds. The first guy there was Tommy Matley.
Great play by Centerville D-line there.
It's going to be 2nd and 7 for the Chargers. Looks like there's a timeout onto the field right now.
Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh-made in the store, and they will ship it anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and old-fashioned grocer, they are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers. Just a little bit more on Piper's real fast. If you're from Sheraton or near there, it's a place to go. Great chocolate, great candy, and almost just great sweets for you. And it's really fresh, and I suggest going there.
I know they ship candy all over the country. That's how famous they are.
Definitely a place to go. Actually reminded me, I might head over there tomorrow morning and get a donut or something. You in?
I'm in. Got to wait one more Saturday without Hawkeye football, but I'm pretty excited. You get to watch your TCU football team Thursday night as they open against Minnesota.
Yep, TCU, like we said, it's going to be tough this year.
Aaron Kane, get it out of the pistol, hands it off to Sanders up the middle. He's got a good gain. This is going to be a first down, a gain of about 13 yards. It's going to move the chains for the Chargers
number 34 for the Chargers is, Adam, can you help me out on number 34 for the Chargers? He's had some spectacular blocks here in the last couple plays.
Number 34 for the Chargers is Hunter Neer.
Hunter Neer, sophomore, yep. Done a great job.
We've got a fresh headed down for the Chargers. Nick Ryan is split out to the right, as well as Grant Shriver to the left.
Good news for Centerville, TJ Hawkinson's out of the game.
Kane hands it off to what it looks like. Looks like Alex Boldrev with the carry. And he takes it to about an 8-yard gain. It'll be about 2nd and 2 for the Chargers. Chargers are really slowing down the tempo here, really taking some time off the clock. There's now 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. Chargers lean at 34-0.
Chargers can really just eat the ball the rest of the game, get some young guys some experience here.
Kane receives it out of shotgun. Hands it off. There's a gain of about 4 yards. It looks like it's going to be enough for the first down. And it looks like the carry was Tommy Summers, another freshman, getting some time in there. He played in the freshman game, did a great job. Freshman ended up tying in their game.
And there we are. All the wide receivers and quarterback, Aaron Kane, are out now. It looks like just Peter the Sheridan lines in still, and we got some young guys here. We'll let you in on their names and how they're doing here.
Freshman quarterback Jackson Fisher's taking over. And he hands it off to Tommy Summers for a gain of about 1 yard.
Time's just coming off here. Good to get some experience for these Sheridan players. Cody Curry is entering the game here. Jackson Fisher.
Looks like Trevin Nance is exiting the game now. Looks like Trusty is now coming in for Trevin Nance. Jackson Fisher. He's really young, really athletic. He seems to have a lot of potential for this Charger team. At the quarterback position once Aaron Kane leaves.
Yeah, he definitely does. And, you know, him and Nathan are just going to be special, and so is Royce Stewart and a couple other guys in that grade. Cody Johnson, you know, they're going to be good. I'm excited to watch them.
Jackson Fisher hands it off to the left side to Tommy Summers. There's a flag on the play. It was a gain of about 1 yard. We'll have to see what the flag is.
2 minutes left here. Sheridan's going to win this game, but the end of the game is always important to kind of keep the game going for Centerville. Get some momentum here before the end, just end this the right way. And Sheridan, get some young guys' experience. You know, you never know when you're going to need them this year or in the future years to come. This is what they'll remember a lot when it comes to experience.
How about the senior leadership, though, in this game with T.J. Hawkinson, Chase Aldenhoff, and Trevin Nance, Chance Wirtz, you name them. They've been stepping up big time for the Chargers.
Yep, and Nick Ryan, all the people you just mentioned, you know, front line did an amazing job. You know, TJ, I see all of them high-fiving right now and giving a hug. You know, they deserve it. They played a really good football game tonight.
And again, though, time's eating away right now. There's a minute 45 left to play. And it looks like Jackson, and he hands it off up the middle. It's going to be a gain of about 1 yard. That's going to leave it about 3rd and 12.
Again, thank you, KIIC Radio. All the good scores on high school football. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Jackson brings his squad to the line of scrimmage. Long 3rd down. Let's see what they decide to do here. They're going to hand it off to number 34. It looks like Hunter Neer with another carry. Good carry, about 6 yards. It's not going to be enough for the first down. And there's about 50 seconds left to play in this game. Time's just running away.
Probably smart to punt it here for the Chargers. I think that's what they'll do. Or just let the time run out, I guess. 40 seconds left, 11 seconds on the play clock. May give it back to Centerville here, but
looks like they are just going to let the time run out as much as possible here and then call a timeout. Interesting to see what Coach Meiser calls.
What a way to start the season for the Sheridan Chargers tonight. Hawkinson with a big game, like we said earlier. They established the run game with Alex and Dylan Sanders. Aaron Kane did a great job. And their defense and their linemen just did an unbelievable job tonight.
Jackson takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Neer again for a gain of about 3 yards. That leaves us with about 10 seconds left in the game. This game's over, folks. So really, I thank you. I'm Adam Kaska. This is my partner, Derek Lang, and we're signing off. This is KIIC Radio.
Thanks, everybody.